And for those of you out there who do not know, we sent him on a journey, an adventure that he's going to regale us with now to Trader Joe's to see if he, in fact, thinks it is a cult as we do.
Mission Trader Joe's.
It literally says Zoom chat Mission Trader Joe's.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Have you worn that costume?
No.
It's super
Wait,
cute.
Is this where it goes? Should it go here?
Yeah.
It feels weird.
What do you mean?
It's like my buns in the way.
My buns, hon.
My buns. Look at your buns. All right, let's start here, David. Ian, are you lying on the remote? Nope, me. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Hot. Nope, David, let's start it over. Actually, you know what? Leave it in. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast. And see, we started this episode by talking about the fact that I think we did this on a different episode to open it up, but a deep breathing exercise.
Let's do it!
Because there's been some panic attacks on both of our sides. We've been attacked. So
by who?
I don't know if you've ever been attacked by panic before, but that is a son of a bitch.
She's mean. So,
I think it's a he. No, oh, you're right. It's a she. Because I think that she's can be mean in a way that men can only dream of. You know what I mean?
Like they get down to
Plus,
it.
I feel like I'm sure that men have panic attacks, but I feel like I hear it more with women. And maybe it's because we're just thinking too much. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying, oh, you're thinking too much, you silly woman. No, silly woman about the things that, like, we shouldn't be focusing on and panicking, yet they become all-consuming to the point that we're just like, and then people are like, women are crazy. It's like, yes, there's a lot of thoughts going on.
Yeah, and you're like, you think you're so strong in those moments of, like,
you realize
panic.
What a piece of you are.
No, you just like, you're like, you have to bitch slap yourself in a way, not literally, but like in a way where you're like, wait, you're not breathing. That's the problem. You're literally there sitting with a tight chest, holding your breath, panicking, but there's a reason you're not getting oxygen.
Girl, you said you need to bitch slap yourself, but not really. When I tell you that 3 days ago, I had my handyman over doing some repairs. He's fucking amazing, all that kind of stuff. Out of nowhere, I start having a panic attack because there's just been a lot of things going on recently, right? And I'm trying.
Always.
You know, he doesn't just like barge into places, but he'll be like, hey, Molly, I have this question. And I have to like, I stood in front of the mirror because I'm like, I'm about to like pass out. Or just start bawling. Like, I don't really know.
We're or kind combust.
Of like, or both together. Or it's all flames. One of my first episodes ever of the podcast, I said that, like, okay, so I asked Caitlin Brooks.
Yeah.
Shout out. If you had a superpower, because we're talking about, like, X-Men and stuff. Do you watch X-Men?
I've seen some, but I'm not huge on it.
Well, like, okay, so say that your power, like, developed when you're going through puberty, because that's how they said it. Like, what would it be? I asked her, what would you like it to be? But what do you think it actually would be based on what you know about yourself?
I may have heard this, but can you please remind me?
So I said that mine would be that I just spontaneously combust. But I can't hurt anyone else with my fire. It's just me burning forever. Like, it's just me on fire.
You never
and
come
I can't,
back?
I can't control it. Like, I can't even be a good sidekick because I can't, like, shoot flames out of my hands. It's just me on fire burning forever. When you don't need me to be. That's not the power I want, but that's what I was born with or traumatized into. I don't really know which one it is. Does it really matter? No. So I don't remember where I was going with that. Oh, slapping myself in the face. Bitch. I was like, I can't just break down in front of my handyman. Like, he wouldn't care, but it's also like, that's like a personal thing for me. Like, I don't want
You're
you
like,
to see that.
Can't I hold this together?
And also, does it sound like, this is really far away? Like, everything I'm trying to hold.
That sounds way better right there.
just like this. I'll just put it right in there like that.
Okay. Oh my gosh, and so, we're wearing red lipstick.
We are. It's gonna come we'll have to off. Frame these ones like on Africa. Yes. Oh, so anyway, this is my brain. So I go into the bathroom. You know the one. Big lip mirror. You just have to see everything. And I just started slapping the shit on my face.
Bitch.
Like so hard. To
wait,
the point.
Because
and I just
of why?
Dead. Does anyone else do this? Does anyone do the thing, right? Where you know that you need to have some sort of mental crisis is about to occur, but you don't have time for that right now. So you just have to like suck it back inside. And I go to the mirror and I dead eye myself into the point that I'm like completely unfocused and I just slap the shit out of my face. Like red marks, right? Then what you do so that nobody knows that you're slapping yourself in the face is you take a cold cloth and press it against your face and you walk towards the door. And then as soon as you have to go through the door, you drop it so they can't see that you're cold pressing your face. They don't know.
This is a lot.
It's
Can
a
we
lot.
Do the breathing exercise now?
Oh, yeah.
Please. I need it. My hands are so wet.
Can you tell them I need it too? Clammy.
If you guys Me at too. Home get sweaty hands or wet hands because of anxiety, you're not alone.
No.
We are here with you.
We're doing it together. We're all sweating together.
We go through a lot. All of us.
We would hold your hand, but they're too wet.
We would slip.
We would slip right out. I couldn't even. I tried to grip.
I tried so hard. Wait, one more time.
And then I feel your wetness combined with my wetness
now
and wait, now I'm turned on.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation, but you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
All right.
Welcome back to the show.
All right. So start our breathing exercise with us 5 minutes into the show. It's fine. We
Come
need to get
on,
that
everybody.
Out.
Come on, everybody.
Well, I need
We're
to get
sorry
that out.
If we gave you a little bit of panic, but that's how we start things.
It's how I get the panic out. Anyway.
Five more. Right. That makes sense.
It's kind of like... Do you ever, it's like I've said before where if I can't do something or I just call myself a piece of shit about it and then suddenly like I do it. Like my
it's
man.
It's like motivation.
My man just told the story to his friend today. It's like she'll get so frustrated when she like does a really good week of handstands and then has like issues with handstands the next week. Because that's how handstands are. All right.
They're it's temperamental.
They're so temperamental. It's like you think you have it and then you don't. And then I'll get super frustrated and just start like. Just like kicking myself for it and telling me about it like I've lost all of my talent. I'll never be able to handstand again. I don't even know what's happening right now.
You're like screw
and then
this.
He's like 30 minutes later she'll come in with like a little video and a smile like do you want to see the handstand? And it's like such a good handstand because I just like bully myself into being better at it. So sometimes ranting out the panic brings you to a point that you can all now join with us because we really need this and we hope that this helps you too. We are going
Open
to breathe.
Those clammy hands.
Let's do three in. Are we breathing through our chests like we're supposed to the sternum?
Breathing through this ass.
I think you breathe in through the chest.
One more.
And out through the ass.
And
you can kind of do like a, you can kind of do like a little Kegel at the bottom, and you just like you're releasing it.
Oh your, my gosh! You
right,
know, that really does help.
It does.
It really does. At least 4 to 5. You guys try it. You should do it with us. I found out. Hi, there I am. I found out that like yeah, breathing is key. Whenever in a moment of stress, we all get it. We all have different ways of dealing with it, whether it's a slap or some breathing or. Smoking a little bit of the devil's lettuce, whatever it is.
I wonder if breathing through the slaps would help because I hold my breath.
Yeah.
Do you think I would slap myself less because I'd be breathing
maybe
through
more
it?
Because you'll be more and maybe you're running out of oxygen so you're running out of stamina.
Oh, that's true.
Just kidding.
Just
I have
end
no
up with
idea.
Bruises next time.
And I'm not a doctor and I do not advocate anything that like advice like what I was just talking about.
But
so.
we like to laugh through our pain. That's what we do here. And I think that it's helpful and we need to unload.
It's important.
So while we're talking about...
unloading.
Well, that too. I have a confession to make to you, but first, I offer you some baby food.
No, thank you.
But why?
Well, I'll check it out. I will look at it. But
you will try it? Try one. Just a little squirt.
It's a flavor.
I don't know if I
could
do that legally.
Pear, blueberry, apple, avocado. They're so good. It's like if applesauce was stew.
And it's so healthy.
What if I cheer you on to eat both?
What if you have just one taste, and if you don't like it, I'll eat the rest of it?
What if I just really cannot right now?
That's okay.
But
next time.
Well, watch. You try it. My mind changed my mind, everybody.
I know.
No, you guys, I'm just kind of being a difficult person, as I usually am.
You're not.
But I'm like, my stomach is upside down. Nothing sounds good. Mm. Gouda. Gouda doesn't even sound good. And I love cheese.
Mm.
And did you know Gouda
is a problem.
Actually pronounced not like Gouda, like how we say it?
How do you say it?
Howda.
How the fuck did you hear about that?
Because I, you know Jason, our friend Jason and Wes.
Oh, yeah.
They went to Amsterdam recently. Shout out to them. And they went to a town called Houda, which is Gouda, where Gouda is from. And I was like mind blown. And he brought us back these little stroop waffles that were really good with the caramel.
That's awesome.
And he was like, these are from Houda. And I was like looking at the packaging and it says Gouda. But I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, that's how you say it. All right, try this one.
Okay, I don't... Why? No. It's like I'm... We're not going to call it here now, are we?
We're not going to say
it
here.
Oh, phew.
Of course I can't. Not. I wasn't I saying now you have to say that. That's totally not what I'm saying. But in the that's native wild. Region of Houda...
Houda.
That's what it's called. All right, I'm going to try it. Are you happy?
Crazy. Yes.
Just a taste.
You don't have to eat
know,
all of it.
I know, but
you
I'm just going to taste it.
You don't have
what
to
do
either.
What do I do?
You just, it's like a squeezy pack, so you just squeeze.
Did you know we have free will, everybody? And this is me using it just because I know how much she loves it.
I have more, so you can always do it next time.
No, I know, but I know how much you love it. Watch this. Ready? I'm not sure.
It's just like weird paste. Jam porridge.
But it comes out. Oh, I'm not sure. I'll have to get back to you on that experience.
I love it so much. I got like.
I'm very confused as to what I just experienced.
I have a new hyperfixation and it's fridgescaping and I hate that.
What's
this is
that?
A thing. You make your fridge look pretty. I got baskets for my fridge to like put the produce in and like the little like Ooh. Fresh and saver things in little jars. And
I bet it looks gorgeous. And I've seen that like, you know, in like when you're watching reality TV or whatever and like their fridge is all beautiful
yeah.
and bougie. And like
I have a flower in there. Aww. Well, I did, but it did eventually die. So.
I'm not surprised though, because I mean, you have a lot of like amazing eye for like creative decor and just like. You have the eye, girl, of the tiger.
Girl.
So, which explains the costume, because we are going back, girl.
We are.
We are going back.
But I did need to tell you, it's not like what you think. Like, half of the fridge is, like, different kinds of baby food and squeezy packets.
Like, is that what it is?
Just, like, really organized.
Like, if you looked...
I have, like, baby food packets in, like, fancy jars. I have to show it to you afterwards.
We may need to have an intervention.
It's so good.
No, but
it's like I can't choke on it. You know, whenever I try to eat nuts or something.
What's the sugar like in here? Oh.
Yeah. And low saturated fat. It's just like fruit and like grains and shit. And I love
it.
It's low sodium.
It's like really not much at all. No. There's not even a lot of nutrients.
There are.
Where?
We got right here. We got this has a shitload of potassium.
All right.
This has vitamin C.
A little bit of, but I'm saying if a baby needs to be thriving, what do they
add
a little
extra? Yeah, I'm like a full person.
Yeah, you're not you.
Yeah, and they take other shit like milk and stuff. And I don't just eat these, but they're a much better snack than like the shit that I was keeping.
Sorry to break it to you, because this isn't, you're not in the market of people that buy. like in their like pie charts of like clients.
I know.
There's no adult. Is there? There must be.
I break the mold. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's delicious.
I don't know. If you guys eat baby food and you are over the age of 18, please call in 702-900-6446. Or write in. Like email us. Yeah. We really appreciate your feedback. We love when you guys call in and interact. Do we have any new voicemails?
I was actually, that was a great segue because I was thinking of that and then you segued it. So I was like,
Last time we did, and that was really nice. So it's always awesome to know you guys are
listening.
Is this
how I fucking breathe?
It's probably me because like, of the lack
no,
of breathing.
No, it's me.
Like, I feel like I'm breathing through my mouth. Blah.
Isn't that where we breathe? But I feel like if I go through my nose.
Remember we said ass. Also, should we talk about our costumes really quick while you're looking?
Yes, please, please.
So I am Betty Rubble, but I think I'm better known as Bedrock Betty.
Ooh,
and you are?
You're snazzy. I'm Wilma.
Better known as Vilma.
Vilma. I am Vilda Flintstone.
From Howda.
From Howda. I am Vilma Flintstone. I can't. Dude.
I'm sorry. I had to go there.
That's hot. I like that. That's my new alter ego.
And I'll be Bedrock Betty. Ooh.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Do you want to give me the chord?
Yes. The chord.
I'm getting older. And the older you get, the easier it is to get dehydrated. So I keep this stuff. Bleep that. I don't fucking know.
Fishes.
All right. So you take this and I'll take this. And I want you guys to take yourselves to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and experience better hydration today. You get 16 ounces of water, pop in one stick of Liquid IV, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get all those vitamins and electrolytes that your body needs. So support the show. Mm-hmm. Liquidiv.com. Use code TWND.
Goodbye. Do it. Oh, wow. This is long.
You can pause it along the way.
You think we're good?
Oh, wait. Sorry. And I'm that you can't see very well, probably, but he's Dino he's and he's very upset about it.
And
but he looks
love
so
you.
Cute.
I like how.
Look at his little chunks.
It wraps right around his booty. So
it has a nice little tail.
You look so good, Ayn.
He hates it, though.
We are here for you.
I love him.
We are. A round of applause for Ayn. Oh, wrong one every time. I'm going to label that one with a sticker.
We should have seen with little hands on it.
Give it up to Ayn.
He does such a good job.
So abrupt. Okay.
Voicemail.
Are you ready?
Hi, Molly. Hi, Laura. This is Dan out of Chicago.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
A while ago, but I wanted to weigh in on the huge controversy over letting your cereal soak. I just watched episode 166 with decent woman, decent man. I know this is huge.
Decent woman,
but,
better man.
From my point of view, it depends on the kind of cereal you want. Like Rice Krispies, you want them to soak so you hear their snap, crackle, pop. But when you go to a cereal like Wheaties, or maybe just want a little soak because you want that crunch.
Sorry.
So I hope that helps with a little.
So what we need to talk about, I now forgot because I started listening to the rest of the
was
voicemail.
It about the softness
the Rice Krispies?
Of the Rice Krispie?
When yeah. Said, the snap, crackle, pop, right? If you're eating it before you hear all those things, then it's too soon. Isn't that like what the commercial was saying? It's like you're going to all listen to the symphony, but you're not going to, if you eat it right away, you don't get to listen to the beautiful melody of Rice Krispies. And that was just a point that I felt like needed to be addressed.
Good
now
point.
Now we can continue. But he says Wheaties.
Good point.
Or something.
Wheaties.
The other thing you asked about was what movies we liked. And I'm a big fan, not such a big fan of the slasher type movies. I'm more of the classics like The Exorcist or The Shining, that kind of thing.
Ooh,
Shining's
but,
good.
The
Love
one,
that.
My kind of, maybe off the rails a little bit. I enjoyed like Blair Witch. Those were fun. Easy to make and they're fun.
Classic.
And my last comment, you were talking a little bit about getting old and I am older. But it's all relative.
Good number.
Like when you're 30, each year is 1/30th of your life. When you get a little bit older, they get to be 1/40th and 1/50th. So they seem to go by faster.
Oh, that's so much math.
Like it just seems like we just got done with the holidays last year, and here we're back into them again.
Right?
The same. So what just, the hell?
You know, live your days, make people around you as happy as possible.
We do.
And go on for there. So really enjoy the podcast. Hope you continue for a long time. And have a good day. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan from Chicago. You're awesome. We give you lots of podcast love.
Isn't there like a new way that the kids are doing it?
Oh, you're definitely asking the wrong person because I am almost one. What did he say? 1/30, 1/40th? I don't know.
That was like a lot of math to throw out there, but it really is true because like I feel like such an old person saying it, but everything does pass so quickly. I'm like, I feel like it was just January, but so much has changed and passed since then.
I do. I feel like the holidays were here already. I feel like we just cooked Thanksgiving, like, and we're about to figure out who's going to cook Thanksgiving again. You know what I mean? It's like, what? We're back?
That's a lot. Do you have a turkey in you this year? Like, I don't know if I don't, because I'm sure that you help cook it or like do whatever, even though you don't eat it.
Right. They go all out, my family. And so, and I actually might go to California. We'll see, though. I hate going anywhere on a holiday.
Yeah, it's always
traveling on holidays, you guys.
It's terrible. It's just avoid it at all costs.
Although I have flown on Thanksgiving before. Mm-hmm. Airports were dead. Yeah. Because of that, I think. But it's just like,
it's just so
you don't
much.
Want to do that, no. Especially, I don't know.
You want to be relaxed and like enjoy the whole thing. But my thing with that is I don't think I have a turkey in me this year. I think I've made a turkey like.
In you?
Well, yeah. Well, I would be inside the turkey, like pulling all the stuff out, stuffing it. You know what I mean? But yeah. I just don't think I have it in me this year.
Do you like doing like the turkey sandwiches like for the leftovers? Because I was gonna say you could just buy a turkey.
I don't like really enjoy turkey that much. I don't trust the fact that it makes you sleepy.
Right? It's weird.
I've brought this up before. It's like it's trying to do some wonky shit. It's like weird roofies like in meat. And I don't like it because it makes you all like groggy. It's like after I eat turkey, it's like after I take like 5 milligrams of melatonin before bed. It's like the next day, you're just like, oh, and that's turkey. And it's just like, it slowly lulls you into slumber. It's like,
just sleep now. It's the roofie of meat.
Yeah. And I don't trust it.
You gotta get shirts of turkey, like the turkey leg of like from Disneyland, you know, the big turkey leg that people walk around eating, like barbaric. I don't even know. I feel like we should be eating those.
Like in these gnashing costumes. Into it. Like,
although I don't eat meat, but it'd just be funny, you know, of us eating
a could draw a cartoon of it.
Yes. And like, it'll just say the roofie of meat. We enjoy the finer things. The roofie
of meat. That's crazy. But I don't enjoy it. That's the thing.
Pinkies up, though. We could pretend.
Pinkies up.
Ugh. The roofie of meat. I don't eat it. I don't partake. Yeah. I will make some really bomb vegetarian dishes. Like, you came over last year, and mm-hmm. we did that, like, pasta dish, but it was, like, French onion soup with pasta, like, combined. So good.
That was good.
I feel like my mic is like kind of muffled, but then it comes back.
I don't know. I feel like that too.
Are we under a pillow?
I don't know. I think our voices are just at different levels today because we're at different like levels as we go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because especially if we get like talking, we're like, oh, ah, ah, and then we're like, wait, it's so quiet and muffled because we're not speaking.
Also, like my hair is covering my ears lot of the time in the show.
Do you want to adjust?
No.
Oh, okay.
As I adjust? Yeah. No, not at all.
I would not like
I would
to do
hate
that.
To adjust.
I would hate it.
Excuse me. Let me move this real quick.
Okay, so speaking of adjusting, because I skipped this earlier.
Yes.
I think that we have a very understanding friendship. And I think that it doesn't matter what any of you out there have to fucking say.
Yeah.
Because this is our show. This is our life. And people are entitled to make mistakes. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/twnd to try it out. Right? We've all done it. We've all been there. You can't pretend that you haven't. So I don't want to hear a goddamn thing about what you may see in my hand from time to time. Because I'm
that
weak.
That was awesome.
Because I'm
you deserve it. Weak. Bitch, I... is this my gift? This is awesome.
Because, all right, listen.
She's a bad bitch.
I actually hate this coming out of my mouth. I hate it.
Did it come out?
It feels like disappointment. Like, what the fuck did you do?
Because you didn't
you
do it
dumb
for...
dumb fuck. Oh, you just want to die young? You want some popcorn lung? Is that what you want? You don't think that you deserve the finer things in life, like health and mental well-being. You want to just use something that goes and blow fucking fake smoke everywhere just to cloud everybody and your fucking vape perfume. Nobody likes it. It looks gross.
We
it
love
looks
it.
Sad. I look like a fuckboy. When I vape, I look like a goddamn fuckboy, even dressed like this.
You might
sexy
as well
Wilma.
Keep the blonde wig from Ken on.
I might as well.
Always.
Always.
Just rock that.
Just a fuckboy. 24/7, 365.
It would match.
Because I am weak. 20 fucking days. 20!
Wait.
I, however, did not go back to nicotine. So it's something in my brain that's like, if you do this, then everything will be better. But now I'm also simultaneously hating myself for
Hold
failing.
Up. It's not nicotine?
No.
This is just vape.
Mm-hmm.
Like air. Why are you...
Because it's still a carcinogen. It's still a vape fume. It's not like the air thing. If it's got a battery, it's not good for you
Girl,
to inhale.
You're killing it. I don't care what you think.
But
whatever you say to yourself, I am against.
Because, girl, I...
Fuck that.
Everything was getting to be too much.
It's too much.
And here's the thing, right?
You deserve your carcinogens.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
I think you deserve it. And if you feel like a fuckboy, that's on you. But really, you're a bad bitch. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Because
it's something that
it
I want to quit.
It just be takes a lot. Time. It be a lot.
It takes time.
You're doing so good.
To do the things.
It's not nicotine, bitch.
And listen to me justify this in any way that I possibly can. But I also cut way back on saturated fats. I'm eating so healthy. I'm not ordering out. I'm fucking cooking all the time. And I'm doing things that are overall very good. But I have cut out a lot of things simultaneously while other things have escalated. You know how life goes.
I do.
You got the stresses. You got all the things that pile up and become too
Everybody
much.
Does
yeah
we all have it
so baby steps
baby steps and just make sure that the first thing that is should always be your priority is your like well-being and if you're not okay then you need to make sure you're doing all you can to kind of fix that whether it's puffing on a little vape whether it's lighting up like I said mm-hmm. you know something
or eating baby food and regressing
or just doing your breathing exercises which mm-hmm. are really going to help because right now I can breathe
yeah
in the beginning of this show so,
you were like
I was tight
when you first got here you were like pulled inside and see the breathing helps it does help relax.
I'm like way better I was just like so you know trying to make sure that you know today is like going on time and that because that can become a stress overall for anybody. Mm-hmm. And knowing me, I'm like totally a stoner. I run on stoner time. So yeah, like I'm loading up. I'm getting ready to go. I'm still taking my freaking time.
Yeah.
But it's still like in my head, I'm like, you got to be somewhere, bitch. Well, you got to be somewhere, bitch.
You also have to remember too, you do have to be extra careful because when you load your stuff, like remember when you hurt yourself?
Yeah,
like,
my wrist.
By rust, by
or
rusting,
my leg. I mean, when I was like,
yes,
campy.
That's what I mean.
That was the worst one.
Yeah, I know.
And so when you whip around with heavy stuff, which you're right, I've actually learned to take my time loading in and out, which is good. But like still, you're even when you're in a rush, you just have that like anxiety feeling. And, you know,
I
that's
understand.
All. That's all. I was just like, dude,
I feel
gotta
you.
Go. Gotta be there.
No,
gotta
I. It, but it's like slow down for real because I need to take that advice for myself too. But I don't, I'm sure other people do this too. But it's like I get stressed out of just having to be somewhere the entire day preceding having to be somewhere on that time.
Yes.
Sometimes I will be so overprepared and ready to go
yeah.
that by the time it's ready to go, I procrastinate and end up leaving late.
Because there's like, yeah.
What?
You're like, how did this happen?
That's crazy.
You're like, I don't even know how this just happened. Or you're like, yeah, I'm so on time. Like as you're getting yeah. ready, like I'm going right on track. Perfect. And then all of a sudden it's like, you should have left 5 minutes ago.
And you're like, how did this, oh, I don't feel like
I'm not even listening to music. No. Like I'm when I'm in a zone of getting ready, there's two zones. The one where I'm putting on all these good like songs and I'm taking my time yeah. and I'm singing, I'm eating
and
breakfast.
And then when you're in go mode.
Then when you're like, I got to leave the house in an hour mode. That's the no music. That's the hurry up, bitch, put on a look, whether it's just like mascara and lipstick and blush or whatever, something, you know, make sure you're like, you know, your hair is clean, everything's good, get dressed, you know, it's like, boom, the simplest things.
Yeah. It just piles up before you know it. And then it's like, yeah, it's just a lot.
Being a girl isn't as glamorous as it looks. You know what I mean? Like, just, I was listening to a guy get like talk about getting ready. And like, he was talking about like how it takes him like 15 minutes to get out the door.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking in my head, that's obscene.
If I don't care about what I'm going to do, I could just leave the house in like sweats, like whatever, I don't care.
Maybe
it's when sometimes kind of. Even though sometimes like maybe it's just like a couple store runs or something or whatever I have to do, I still want to feel good because I want to feel good going out.
Yeah,
but then it's like the pressure of like, what's gonna make me feel good about myself today?
Usually it's the smallest things, like
yeah
the littlest things. It doesn't even have to be makeup. Like it could be like your skincare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or a lip balm.
Or just like what
you're
wearing.
Every person wants a little bit of that like lip moisture. Like even guys.
Yeah. You don't want dry cracked lips. That's that's an ick for me.
We're like, in the desert,
yo. Super cracked lips. I get it myself and I get the ick for myself. And then I'm lathering that stuff up. Like I'm lip scrubbing. I'm doing like all these creams and shit on my lips. I'm like.
You and I are notorious for going extra generous on yeah. the lip goo. We're like, hey, do you need more goo?
Sometimes I'm just like tasting it. I'm like, ugh.
Can we just talk about you saving my lip goo in a most recent photo shoot we had?
Yeah.
Let's take a break and talk about this. Do you want to tell everybody?
Yeah, David, you can play the video. So there's the video. As you can see, this is a pricker bush. I just have this video. I have this moment ingrained in my mind, so I know where we're going with this.
Yes, I know where it is.
I'm headed down, scaling a rock into a pricker bush because Laura dropped a lip balm. It fell out of her.
As I'm yelling, pit. Don't go.
Yeah, but
let
I was like,
let it be.
Listen, like, go. What's the problem? I've already been stabbed on this adventure. Yeah. This right now is covering up like stab wounds that I have in my arm from thorns because I was like,
it was
there's
covered.
No thorns on this bush, and I walked right through it, and it just latched into my arm, pulled my arm backwards, and I pulled off the thorns.
It felt so bad. I was like, bitch, what are you doing?
It was kind of cool because so it looked crazy. It almost looked like FX makeup because it was actually real, which was cool. So it was like my skin was pulled up around them.
That's why you did Freddy Krueger.
It was kind of, no, I did that before, but I just, so they looked like blackheads, dude. And I just went like, and I popped out the thorns like pimples because they were big thorns, and I was like, this is so satisfying, and I had to do it like 10 times it. And I just threw the thorns down like that.
I don't like it. Anyways, I hope you guys like the video because I was doing my best to not let her do, because I knew exactly what that bush was about to do, and it did what it was about to do.
Yeah, so. I have scratches on all places. It's fine.
And there was one point during the shoot where we had to keep I would go back and forth to go get stuff from like the pile of clothes. And it was always passing this one bush that like would grab onto you for yeah. your life, like your clothes or whatever.
That's the one.
And that's the one that gave you all the not cool.
Yeah.
And then I would try to like gently move it, and then it would just slap me yeah. and like stab me.
It's like, don't go through me. No.
It's like, I'm going to get you no matter what. Like, I don't care what you think.
Reminds me of, who was I with? Was it Ava? Ava Monroe.
Ava Devine?
No, Ava Monroe.
I miss her.
And we were like on the beach, right? And seagulls started like kind of like swarming us. And she goes, damn, nature, you scary. And it lives rent free in my head. I think about it when I'm sad sometimes. I still have it. I think it's a video on my
phone.
That
is beautiful.
I don't know why that made me think of that.
I love it.
Oh.
Another catchphrase. I love Damn, it bitch. So much.
You're scary.
It could be like a meme, you know?
It could, yeah. Oh my God, Shit. He's so cute. Okay, so I told you before we started about the Tesla. I was like, remind me to tell you about the Tesla truck. So
you told me
you were stressed out, girl. Don't worry about it.
I was not in my zone.
No,
I don't know what was.
We needed to breathe, and it's okay.
I was like, you told me. When was this?
I was sitting there. You were starting to roll, but then you were talking about how your hands were clammy. I was like, oh, she's having a moment. Because then you were like, I gotta go pee, and like you left, and it was fine. It's okay. That's what I'm gonna tell you now.
Meltdown, everyone.
We've all been there. I've been there like 4 times this week. I understand.
No, but it's not cool, and you get that part too. Yes. The not cool part.
That's why I'm like you know. Let me just tell you now.
My armpits were sweaty. I had to wear a cardigan in 100-degree weather just to calm down the sweat.
What is it with like sweating when we're nervous? Why does our bodies do that? Should we look it up so that we know?
Yeah, here's your phone.
Oh, thank you.
Not trying to flash it. No, you're good. But yeah, I left. Definitely needed to breathe, everybody. That was awesome. I all encourage you to do so when in a moment of panic, because I just did, and that's totally normal, and it's not the first time, and that's just life.
Okay.
That's life.
And do not stress. Because
and life is good. It's not like, oh, gosh, she's panicking because things are bad. Everything's good. Everything is awesome. I'm so grateful to live the life that I live
it's
in
just
every
things
way, shape, and form. And yeah, and like I think like we do the podcast and it's like general, it's our general love to do this. And it's like never like a thing where we're like, ah, oh, we got to shoot a podcast. But like when we're in a zone and we want to bring you the best freaking content, like for the whole month of spooky season, I'm like, oh, wait, I actually have to get ready for this.
Yeah.
That's not in my normal like MO of me, of a behind the scenes makeup artist.
Yeah.
I don't ever need to get ready. I can go to work in the most basic look every time.
But you always slay.
I always slay. And that's just what we do.
Yeah.
We don't bring the basic. We don't do the basic.
Yeah.
And happy Halloween month. We love you guys.
Yeah. We love you guys.
And we hope you guys enjoy these little costumes we've been doing. They've been so fun.
They have been fun. And I'm people who are on my page know too, because I've posted a little bit about this recently, but I have not been in a headspace to make content. Like I've
been
feeling
understandable.
I've been feeling down, and I'm trying to like slowly get through everything I have to get through. And it's not, and I think I've said this before, but it's not when we have these moments of whatever, it's not like, oh, we hate what we're doing. It's just that there are other things, there are external things, there are internal things.
Things that weigh on us.
Yes.
And not here.
When you have all of that, it's hard to figure out where to put your energy, and you can't always control where your energy is going.
Yeah,
and that's very frustrating and stressful. So why we sweat when we're nervous or
we gotta hear
something
this.
Like that. Our sympathetic nervous system becomes stimulated. Ooh.
Do tell.
Really? This stimulation leads to the release of hormones. Ooh, like adrenaline and noradrenaline. Ooh. These hormones stimulate the sweat glands, particularly in the palms, armpits, and forehead. And the body also increases blood flow to the skin, which helps to dissipate heat generated by the sweating. So stress hormones are releasing in sweat.
I even put a vitamin B patch today because, like, you know, if it's a long day and you need to, like, have your energy, like they say, vitamin B. Yeah, I have it on my back.
What?
Is it there still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It looks
like
it looks like a nicotine patch.
Yeah, that's
vitamin
weird.
B. And then when I don't use this, I have my birth control package. I just be patching it up, girl.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a patch for that. That's crazy.
It's great, and I just like take it off and then put a new one. And it does like give me a lot more energy. It helps manage stress. Obviously, it doesn't always work, but you know, that's just life.
I think if I had that patch when I was driving around today, I wouldn't have bought the vape.
I will bring you some.
Because
they're really cool. You need to try these.
When I tell you, I think that the reason that I relapsed today was because with everything compiling, right? And interactions with people being in a weird place right now. Not everyone, but a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
And everything weighing on me in these ways. Especially when I go out in public and I interact with people, just people. People
the
that
regular
I'm not close to, whatever. And I couldn't do it anymore. And it was already terrible. And then I was driving and I saw a Tesla truck. And it was the most ghoulish, like off-white color. And it had a Ghostbusters giant logo on it. And when I saw that Tesla truck and I realized how truly repulsed with humanity I was, I realized that there was no way I was going to be able to get through the rest of my day unless on the 20th day of not vaping, I went to the store and bought a vape because I couldn't deal with people anymore. Who the fuck is calling me? Have you been getting like a shitload of scam calls lately?
Yes, but you know what's cool? Hmm. It hasn't been on my, like, because I have a Google Voice number and I have a regular phone number.
But send it to your Google Voice?
They go to my Google Voice. So I don't even get them because you can't even get phone calls on my Google Voice. It's like the old phone that I had.
Oh, yeah.
That number. And I didn't want to get rid of it completely because I had that number for a while. And I just feel like I couldn't fully detach, but it isn't a way to contact me anymore. It's just like an old number. So
that's good.
My main phone number, though, doesn't get any of these weird ones. So
lucky.
You must have signed up on some shit.
What porn are you looking at?
I'm kidding.
You have no idea. It's
You're
disturbed.
Like, girl, that was my next topic.
No. Fuck. Yeah, I keep getting like, and they leave voicemails too, and they're like,
"What
have you been
say?
Approved for $54,000? You've been approved for $72,000. Write in with our loan department." I'm like, "Why do you think that I want like what
no,
the fuck?
We don't
and
want it.
It'll be coming from different numbers like throughout the day. Like sometimes it's Nevada, sometimes it's, like Colorado,
yeah.
And then you have like the East Coast, and they're all like the same general fucking thing." I'm like,
"That's what I'm checking right now."
So
I'm,
sometimes
like, trying to see
I just answer and I yell at them, but then sometimes I realize that I'm yelling at a pre-recorded. But it helps. So
yeah, you know, these are all weird. They're all bizarre. And there's 725, which is still Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. 725. I don't know. A lot of bizarre ones. And a lot of them are just for voting.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I was going to check my notes to see if I had anything that was substantial. Because
yes.
I feel like I do be adding some things.
Fuck yes. I love that. Ghostbusters Tesla truck is in my notes.
I have a lot of my shopping list.
That's great.
No, I guess not. I'd rather crease than not laugh. That's in there.
Oh, but we have talked about that before.
Anything else that you're excited about for the Halloween season? We have a night planned where we're going to watch some scary movies.
Yes.
But also we're going to watch cereal. Mystery Men, which we talked about on Zoom chat.
That will be with cereal.
If you guys watch.
Pizza with scary movies. Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. I love that. I mean, I am excited for that. That'll be nice. I have a skit idea in here. I'll talk to you about it later, though.
Ooh.
Ba-ba-bum.
No spoilers.
There is... What the fuck? I had a whole thing. I saw it earlier today. I hate when this happens.
We also have Fred Flintstone blazing it up here in the house, you guys. Blazing it up.
So this was from so long ago that I forgot about it. But I never go anywhere. But I went like
yes,
down,
you do.
I not as often, but I went down to like the strip. Like this was ages ago now because it's been so long and lost in my notes. But
this is before F1.
I got an Uber. To go down to meet my man. I was like, let's go out and have dinner, whatever. And so I got in the Uber driver's car and I took out my vapo inhaler as we were like going out onto the main road. And I just like do two sniffs because like it's, I don't know, it's something I do. It's just
the menthol.
Yeah,
thing. I love
that. My nose gets really stuffy
me
in
too.
Vegas. And he goes, oh, getting the party started early. And I go, what?
My stomach just made a gurgle. It was like, roar. That's hilarious. You thought you were doing a little bump?
I was bumping cocaine. And I'm back there like,
you're like,
a vape inhaler. But I couldn't understand what he meant ever. So I was like, what?
And then it clicked.
And he's like, you know, getting the party started early. And I look at my vape inhaler. I go, oh no, it's a vape inhaler. And he goes, I don't care. So, like, he thought I'm just, like, starting cocaine out
of
a vapo
inhaler. It's just the basic, everyday thing. Everyone doesn't care in the lift. I was going to say, did he tell you to lift your skirt bitch. No. He was like, oh, it's cool. Do you?
Yeah, boo-boo? Do some cocaine in the back of my Uber.
Do you?
No, no, hey, Tim, I guess as I have found out, cocaine is very popular in Vegas. Like, who would have
thought?
I think
it's popular everywhere. Yeah. Like, everyone just like, the other day I was on Instagram and I got served a meme and it was a spatula that was like in a plate that they had used to make lines.
Oh,
because the spatula had all
the slots.
And I'm like, well, this is everyone. This is, thank you for serving me this.
I mean, enjoy the cocaine. I will just be snorting my Vapo inhaler like an 85-year-old woman who can't breathe because she has like 500 cats.
Me too. I love it. My brother gave me one actually last time I was out in California. And he's like,
did he?
Because he was doing it. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, dude. He's like, this is my new addiction because he quit vaping. And
so
like,
he vapes through his nose instead. That's why I like it so much.
We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
It's all right. It's not nicotine. Yeah. So like he was like, here, I'm going to give you one brand new.
Yeah.
And he's like, trust me.
He just gives you his old one.
I know. I was like, wait, is this? He's like, no, it's new. And I'm like, cool. So I take it. I still have that thing. And like, it's in my like little drawer.
It lasts
so, like,
forever.
Yeah. I don't even know if it still has anything, but I just still do it before bed. And I'm like, ah, I feel good. Yeah. Like, go to bed, you know.
I
can
love
breathe.
It. Love
oh,
it.
So tell me about, and feel free to like not share, but did you try the strips? The breathe strips? Because I've tried those before and I have a funny story.
All right. So...
Have you tried
strips? So I get very congested up in my sinuses. And I was like, this is probably very stupid. And I'm not going to be an influencer who like wears them in like a video. Like, look at me, I just breathe strips. I'm embarrassed.
People do that?
Yeah. Like,
Who?
I like a lot of like fitness influencers and stuff like that. And it's fine. Like,
wait,
whatever.
What?
I'm just not going to like take videos wearing a nose strip because I'm actually like ashamed
that
my nose is so inferior that it needs to have a nose strip to breathe. But when I tell you, it opens up to the point like my nose just goes like, wah, and it feels weird.
Yeah.
But I slept really good.
And you probably weren't breathing out of your mouth at all.
Yeah, which is, I guess... don't want to be a mouth breather, that's what they always say back in the day. So
I did the other day, I guess, and my boyfriend gets up early for work, you know, so he's like up at like 4 or 5 and like I'm just like half awake with my mouth open. He's like, babe, he's like, I think that's how you get spiders. And I was like, oh,
we do eat spiders in our lifetime. I think there's like a certain number. Okay, how
I think
many?
It's a lot.
Yeah, how many spiders? How many spiders do you eat are in the world? That's not what I wanted.
How many do we eat
how
our
many
sleep?
Spiders do we
20
eat in our sleep?
What do you guess? I think like 20.
Like a year?
Annually, yeah. Is it lifetime or year?
How many spiders do we eat in our
I wonder year? If there's a difference.
How many spiders? How many bugs or how many spiders?
Bugs, because flies count.
Wait, why is this under Google Shopping? What is happening?
Are you buying bugs?
I don't like this. I don't understand. What the fuck?
Hold the phone.
Fine,
you're so cute.
How many spiders do you eat a year?
In sleep?
What the fuck?
How many?
What the fuck? I feel lied to. I feel betrayed. It's a myth. The fuck?
What do you mean? It's not real?
What the
fuck.
Speak up, woman.
All right. The myth likely originated from a 1993 PC Professional article by Lisa Birgit Holst. Holst's article was an example of how people readily accept lists of facts that circulate via email even when they are made up. The number came from a 1954 book on insect folklore, but the book doesn't mention spiders crawling into mouths. There are several reasons why it's unlikely that a spider would end up in your mouth while you're sleeping, including spider behavior. Spiders don't want to come near humans. Spider mouth. Spiders breathe oxygen and would be repelled by your mouth. Snoring. Vibrations from snoring would scare spiders away. Phew. Odds. You have a better chance of winning the Powerball than having a spider fall in your mouth while you're sleeping. What the?
Yay! That makes me feel good, though, because I wasn't really happy about eating spiders.
I was kind of resigned to the fact that I was just eating 20 spiders a year, and I was like, yeah, extra protein. I can't control it.
I feel like, yeah, I would have been like, whatever, because we're asleep. What are we going to do?
Like, just crawling like,
what are we going to do? But, like, also, like, thank goodness.
Thank God. I'm so happy that we're not eating 20 spiders a year. What the
High five.
That is crazy. Can go us on not eating spiders. Good on all of you. You're not eating spiders
good
either,
you.
Unless you
good
are.
Good for you. Good for you.
And if you eat spiders, please call into the podcast, 702-900-6446.
Do you like to cook them? Do you season them at all? Do you just eat them raw?
Raw. Speaking of raw, we're going to go into our emails because we finally have a follow-up. This has nothing to do with raw, but so we have a follow-up from Naman, who went to Trader Joe's.
Stop!
So Naman! Apparently Naman has written in about this very thing before. However, I looked in the spam email, like I looked in all the junk folder, all the stuff, like it could have gotten filtered. Well, no email from Naman. So Naman has resent it because apparently he sent this ages ago.
Thank you. Wow. Sorry, we doubted you.
I'm sorry, Naman. And for those of you out there who do not know, we sent Naman on a journey, an adventure that he's going to regale us with now to Trader Joe's to see if he, in fact, thinks it is a cult as we do.
Mission Trader Joe's.
It literally says Zoom chat mission Trader Joe's.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, Naman. High five.
So I went into the Trader Joe's closest to me, and I don't know how big other ones are, but this one is super tiny with a tiny parking lot. Most of them do have tiny parking
they
lots.
They do.
Which I didn't expect because it's in a real bougie town and it was busy as fuck, especially for the middle of the afternoon on a Monday. Mondays are for the boys. Go to Trader Joe's.
Gotta get our eggs, bro.
I'll admit, I didn't spend a lot of time in there. I'm sorry, but I'm high and it was packed. That is totally understandable.
Worth it. So what, you gotta get out.
And even if I wasn't, I still wouldn't want to spend too much time there. Like, if 10 people were in there, it'd be busy. But there was 30 plus, maybe 50 in a small Trader Joe's?
That's a lot. That's kind of how they are where my mom lives, too. It's too much.
Normally, I like being high in a grocery store. Same. I like anonymously wandering the aisles. Same. There's no wandering in here. So I just walked up and down the four aisles they had real quick and left.
Good.
Although there was a split moment where I thought one of the workers was following me because when I passed behind him at one point, he turned around real quick. Maybe he was just a fan. Maybe he recognized
they
you.
They do be following, though. Because mm-hmm. at ours, they follow.
They do.
They follow the whole time.
Do you need any help?
Are you still doing good?
How are you doing today?
Oh, that's a great choice.
Have you checked out any of our free range yogurts?
Seasonal granola.
Ooh. A little brioche. Perhaps it's pumpkin.
We could keep going. Trust me.
Pumpkin seed. Anyway.
I got the tortilla chips that are shaped like fall leaves. Yes, I
what?
Did.
They have that?
Yeah, and I make nachos with them. They're cute.
I gotta go.
And that almond dip, girl. Okay,
the almond dip is so good. although there was a split moment where I thought, blah, 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 blah. Then a minute later, I glanced to my right and saw him in my peripheral behind me. Naman was getting stalked by a Trader Joe's
they
employee.
They do that.
They do.
I think they're trained to do that. Now I'm convinced.
How can anyone not think that? Do you know what it reminds me of, like going to a Trader Joe's? Like when you would go inside like a Kohl's or like some random store in the mall back in the day when malls weren't dead. And you would have like the small stores and there'd always be like a lady like following you. Like, is there a size I can get for you? Do you need to be measured? Like, just can I start like you a fitting room? Do you need a bag? And that is what Trader Joe's is encompassing, is the weird,
creepy
mall
person.
Ladies, right?
Literally.
Not right with Trader Joe's, but God, I love their snacks.
Something is not right.
It's not right.
We're concerned.
We are concerned
for you.
But also, like, please don't discontinue the Chipotle almond dip because I love it, and you discontinued the buffalo cauliflower dip. So I'm a little bit upset because I feel like I was a very regular customer for all of these dips.
I love dip.
Okay. But then someone got his attention and he went to help them. So I left and there's a Shake Shack right across the street. I got some food and went home. Even though I missed out on the full experience, I'll believe Trader Joe's is a cult. Maybe I'll go back again eventually to really see, but probably not. Namah.
Beautifully done. Thank you for being so amazing on your successful mission.
That, I really felt like he took us on a journey.
He did. And he painted the picture beautifully. Like, I felt like I was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I felt like I was also being stalked by the Trader Joe's employee.
He gave me that, like, creepy vibe back in my heart, which I love.
I feel like we've all been there. We've all been stalked by someone at Trader Joe's.
It happens. They have to train them.
Oh, that. Here was a weird thing at Trader Joe's that happened. We bought kombucha like at a different store and then went to Trader Joe's to get something else, right? Open up the back of the trunk. Guess what rolls out? One of the jars of kombucha. And it shatters all over. So I start like picking up the glass or whatever. And as I start picking up the glass, which my man's like, don't. Like, let's go get some.
Yeah.
This guy like runs out of nowhere. I don't know where he came from. We weren't parked like close to the Trader Joe's. It was one of the ones with the bigger parking lot. So going out that way, he like runs out like, don't do that, I'll take care of it, and starts like
at doing Trader Joe's?
He's like, can we get you a fresh kombucha, blah blah blah. I'm like, I didn't buy it here. And he's like, well, you're on your own then. And then ran back into the store with all the glass and stuff. And I was like, what? And then the next time we went in there, he was working. I didn't even recognize him because I felt like he came and went so quickly, right? And he goes, didn't drop any more kombucha lately, have you? And I shit you not. I was like, what?
Oh, wait, this was the Trader Joe's here? Oh, my. They are really on top of, like, remembering their clients, too. Because, like, one time, that is insane.
I didn't like it at all.
It might be the same person who rang me up once who I had been there. And I think he remembered me from the first time. And he said, you really have great style. I just love your outfits.
Is he the guy that smiles like this?
No.
I know that doesn't really narrow it down.
It does.
I know it doesn't really narrow it down,
No, but he follows me around. And I think he's, like maybe just, like, I don't know. He's there for the vibe. I don't get it. But he really just makes his rounds around the store. Never seen him ring anyone up. So he's not one of those register people.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you want to be like, what do you do here?
Yeah, what's your title? And like, also, why do you keep following me everywhere? And then there's like the cheese guy who's great, you know, or girl, whoever. Cheese person who's like sampling out cheese and crackers, which I always buy whatever they're sampling usually.
I'm
always like, oh my God.
I'm sometimes just worried that if I eat the sample, I'll suddenly be working at Trader Joe's. Do you know
will.
What I mean?
No, like, you'll get a shirt so, and then they'll send you to training.
And yada, I'm like, yada. I'm like, I'm happy to go because they supply in cheese. Like, they just keep me full of cheese.
So I would of course work I'm for like, cheese.
Maybe they're all constipated. Maybe that's why they're like.
They're like, we're waiting for that poop.
All that free cheese.
We're just waiting. Maybe tonight.
Oh, God. This has
maybe
been fun.
Maybe tonight it will happen. Cheese dreams also.
Oh,
we're here
God,
for
I
it.
I love cheese dreams. Oh, this has been fun. Speaking of cheese dreams, which has nothing to do with this at all, I'm getting steak tonight.
Ooh.
And I do believe I will have to start heading out.
But yes, absolutely. But you know what,
and
you
thank
guys?
You for powering through. I know you weren't feeling, and thank you for being here and breathing.
Wait, we got to do that again. That was weak. Yes.
I think it's because it's like my left hand. I'm
maybe
like,
our hands are too spread. Hold on.
Wait.
That felt good.
It was my left hand. I'm
and
like,
you were we were both like, give us a high five. No thanks.
Anyway.
Also, wait, before we end,
yes.
You remember how we were talking about learning a new thing?
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, oh, you want to do resin pouring or like, you know, that was like someone, one of
the
ideas,
the
wood burning, whatever, all the things. I have a gig.
For a DJ?
Yeah, Saturday.
Ah! That's awesome.
And it's a 70-year-old birthday.
That's fucking
and he wants
sick.
All the classic, like, old school, like, music.
That'll
like, shake
fun.
Your groove thing. Shake your... So for 5 hours, I get to be a DJ. And I already set up a playlist. I'm very excited. And I've learned how to crossfade.
That's awesome.
And I get to make a little bit of money doing something new that I'm like really excited.
Yeah, you're just gonna go play music.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Really cool music.
Hell yeah, that's gonna be so fun.
So I dabbled in the karaoke world, everybody. Wait,
did you dabble, dabble, do?
I did. Dabble, dabble, do.
Dabble, that's, dabble, doobie.
I think that might be our title of this episode.
Dabble, dabble, doob.
Dabble, dabble, doobie. Yeah, and with that.
And with that, thank you. You can follow me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw. You can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow us on patreon.com/TWND Podcast and join the Dirtbag tier because it's awesome. And you can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
Thank you all for joining us today. We hope that you have done your homework. And for this week's homework, we would like you...
Breathe.
Breathe. Because you deserve it. Fucking breathe.
And have some fun.
And we'll see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.